This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. It was a dark and stormy night. That's the classic start to a scary story. But how many of our Halloweens have been actually stormy? We got to wondering about Halloween weather history here in Chicago and which nights have been the chilliest, the wettest, the foggiest, and the spookiest. Illinois State climatologist Trent Ford was kind enough to crunch the numbers for us, and he joins us now. Trent, happy Halloween.
Hey, happy Halloween, Melba.
You know, when I was a kid, I feel like all the Halloweens were kind of rainy and gray and cold. What's our typical trick-or-treating weather here in Chicago?
Yeah, so, you know, from a temperature standpoint, actually, the Halloween temperatures are pretty mild on average. And these numbers go all the way back to 1872 for the city of Chicago, so a long, long time. Average high temperature, about 56 degrees. And average nighttime low temperature, about 40 degrees. So oftentimes when folks go out for trick-or-treating, that sort of thing, it's usually in about the 40-degree temperature range.
And what's the coldest Halloween has ever been?
Yeah, interestingly enough, so one of the earliest years of weather recording for Chicago, 1873, that was the coldest as far as the high and low temperature, 31-degree high temperature during the day in 1873, and a 23-degree low temperature that night in 1873. However, with that being said, much more recently, 2019, if you remember, it had some snow, but also it was very cold Halloween. The high temperature during the day was 33 degrees. So not a very warm Halloween just a few years ago.
Yeah, not at all. Can you tell us what was the hottest Halloween that we had?
Yeah, hottest Halloween, 84 degrees. Wow. In 1950, and it had a 63-degree low that night as well. So even the low temperature in 1950 was actually higher than our average high temperature on Halloween. So definitely a warm one there.
Yeah, we would take that anytime. And talk to us about rain. How often does it rain on Halloween? You know, these costumes are not waterproof necessarily.
That's right. Yeah, we think about the cold and protecting ourselves from there and the costumes. But yeah, the rain is really the menace. So 36% of the Halloween since 1872 in Chicago have had measurable rain. So it's a hundredth of an inch or more. And of course, as we know, when it rains on Halloween, it's like everybody's worst nightmare of 40 degree rain, you know, real cold rain. But the wettest Halloween in Chicago overall is 2.26 inches for the day in 1994. So extremely wet Halloween there.
And Trent, I understand you've done some very objective and scientific research into which Halloween had the creepiest weather. Tell us what you found there.
That's right. Yeah, this was the fun part here, is thinking about the creepiest Halloween in Chicago. And I think that my professional opinion lands us on 1984. So what I did is I looked at visibility, which has been measured hourly at O'Hare since 1946. So basically, you know, if you look out, how far can you see out? And that gives us an idea about fogginess. And then also the National Weather Service and the folks at O'Hare report the kind of present weather conditions. So is it thundering? Is it raining? Is it snowing? And fog. So what we found is that the average visibility in 1984 between 6 and 10 p.m., just when all the mischief is happening, was a little bit less than 2 miles in 1984, which is actually pretty thick fog. And there was actually thick fog reported right around 7 or 8 p.m., at O'Hare around that time.
All right, there you have it. Thanks for our spooky, scary weather history, Trent. We appreciate talking to you.
Hey, it's always great being on.
That's our Illinois State climatologist, Dr. Trent Ford, talking to us about weather history on Halloween. If you've got a question that you want answered in our weekly climate segment, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.